faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is with Candy Myers, Inspector Lansing, and a group of Scotland Yard men in a diving bell which was descending to the kingdom under the sea. And suddenly, it stopped almost a mile below the surface. And now, a cheering voice speaks to them through a loudspeaker.
So you wise toppers thought you were all set to come down here and grab us off, huh?
Hey, where's that voice coming from?
In a communication system from the underseas kingdom.
Well, I'll be...
Now you listen to me, toppers. We've got you right where we want you, see?
Oh, yeah? Well, let
we've
me...
Got wait, you. Wait. Good. Now you're dead ducks. Yeah, this is curtains for all of you.
Like you, gang, I've often heard the saying, a chain is as strong as its weakest link. And it's very true. Because no matter how big, how powerful the chain, if one link is weak or broken, the chain will not hold. Well, I was amazed the other day when in conversation with a construction engineer, I learned that a steel girder used in the building of a bridge is carefully examined through an electronic instrument to make certain that there are no internal flaws. Because, I was informed, if there is the tiniest flaw hit somewhere within the girder and invisible to the naked eye, it could conceivably cause the collapse of the entire structure. Well, now that amazed me until I thought it over and realized that steel, like all other solid matter, is composed of chains of molecules specifically arranged. Well, then it was easy to understand, because even to steel, the old maxim regarding the length of a chain holds true. And it goes even farther than that. It applies to the strength of nations. Now, take our country, for example. We are admittedly a big and powerful nation, but we are no stronger than our weakest link. And the only way we can make certain to remain strong is to have no weak links. Now, prejudice and intolerance, if permitted to spread and grow in the United States, will destroy our strength by creating the weak link. Don't let that happen. If you love your country, and I'm sure you do, be on the alert. Guard against the weakening influence of prejudice, which sets neighbor against neighbor and destroys unity. Remember always that in unity, there is strength.
And now, the adventures of Superman. In an effort to find and rescue John Higginson and Sir Alfred Mogridge, two world-famous scientists who are held prisoners by a group of internationally wanted criminals in a lost city under the sea, Clark Kent joined Private Detective Candy Myers and Scotland Yard Inspector Lansing in a raid on the undersea's hideout. Then, after tricking the criminals into sending up their diving bell, the only means of entry to the undersea city of wanted men, Kent and his friends entered the device and were halfway down when suddenly, without warning, it stopped. And a jeering voice on a loudspeaker called out,
"Now, toppers, we're going to show you you're not so smart. We've got you where we want you. And now you'd better start saying your prayers. Because this is Turtons."
For a moment, Kent, Candy, the inspector, and his men were shocked into stunned silence, during which the only sound was that of the wash of sea against the steel sides of the diving bell. Then Candy Myers, his eyes flashing, recovers his speech.
"Look, Kent, what's the matter with us? What are we standing here for? Why don't we do something?"
"There's nothing we can do, Myers."
"What?"
"I'm afraid the inspector's right, Candy.
But we gotta think of something. We gotta try to do something or..." "Wait a minute. Where's that crook, Zillette?"
"There he is, shaking so hard he can hardly stand up."
"Zillette, come here. Did you know this was going to happen?"
"Of course he did.
That's why he fought against getting into this diving bell with us. Isn't that so, Zalette?
What difference does that make? You heard what Ripper said.
Ripper? Is that Ripper Foy, the guy who's wanted for killing two cops in a jailbreak?
Yeah, that's right.
Jumping Jemima.
Wait a minute. Does he know you're with us, Zalette?
I don't know.
Well, get on that intercommunication phone and tell him so.
Yeah, tell him if he leaves us here to die, you go with us.
That's right. Here's the speaker. Now go on, talk to him.
I won't do no good.
Go on, talk, or I'll rip you apart with my bare hands.
Hold everything.
Now what?
Listen.
By Jove. Sounds like
the motors.
They started the motors.
Right, but
holy
we're not...
smokes! Holding us here was only a bluff to scare us.
Don't be too sure of that, Kenny.
Why do you say that, Ken?
Because we're not moving, either up or down.
My word.
Well, how can you tell? Look at the indicator.
You're right, Kent.
Then what's the meaning of that motor hum?
I don't know, unless...
Well, so long, copper. This is it now.
Hey, let me get that... Wait.
I hope you guys like swimming.
Swimming? I wonder what he means by that.
I know what he's
talking about. What?
Give me that phone.
Hey, wait a minute.
Let me talk to him
before it's too late.
For heaven's sake, give him the phone quick.
Okay, here.
Ripper, listen, it's me, Zalette. You hear me, Ripper? This is Pete Zalette.
Zalette, holy smokes, are the cops got you there with him?
Yeah. Listen to me.
That's too bad, Pete.
No, Ripper, don't do it.
Save your breath, Pete. It ain't gonna do you no good.
No, Ripper, no. No, we could get him another way. You killed me, too.
Too bad. But this is the best and safest way for the rest of us, Pete. And we ain't taking no chances on account of you.
Wait, give me a chance.
Sorry, Pete, no do. So long, you
guys. He won't listen.
Stop blubbering, you yelling crook, and tell us what
he's got. Look, up there.
Where, Ken?
The hatch, it's opening.
That's it. I knew that's what he was going to do.
Jumping Jemima, the water coming in.
No, they couldn't. It must be a leak.
That's no leak.
It's pouring in. What do we do, Ken? What do we do?
I don't know, Candy. I
can't do nothing. We're trapped, and we're going to drown like rats.
As his friends flounder around in the water that pours in from the opened hatch, Clark Kent, thinking fast, goes into action as Superman. Unnoticed in the confusion, he quickly snaps off the single light in the diving bell, and then, under cover of the pitch blackness that follows, leaps to the top of the steel sphere.
What's going on?
No time to do anything but close this hatch. At least save them all from drowning. There. Now to get back before they miss me.
Water stopped pouring in.
Uh-huh.
The hatch must have been closed.
Of course it was. Didn't you hear it slam shut?
But why? Think they've had a change of heart below?
Sure. They must have got scared of what might happen if they knocked us off. Don't you think so, Ken?
No, Kenny, I don't. But what difference does it make? Why or how it happened just
That's
as long
right,
as...
Right, old man. Let's just be thankful it's closed.
Right. Well, okay, I'm thankful. But what does it mean? Are they just playing with us? Trying to drive us crazy?
Yeah, that must be what they're trying to do.
No. No, I think they're not going to do anything like that to Candy Myers. No, sir.
Really, Myers? What do you suppose you can do about it? Hey, old man?
I don't know, but I'm not going to sit here soaking up a lot of salt water until I'm driven to drink it.
Now, wait, Candy.
Those rats ain't going to play no cat-and-mouse game with me.
Hold it.
They're not going to let me sit here to die.
Wait a minute,
Candy. Pack the water hole.
Candy.
I'm going to get out of here if I have to claw my way out with my fingernails.
Stop that, Candy.
I can't stand it sitting around and wait.
Candy. Snap out of it, Candy.
Boy. I'm sorry, Kent.
That's all right.
Forgive me, everybody. I guess I blew my top. It's okay.
Forget it, old man. We understand.
Well, what do we do now?
Fearing the worst while hoping for the best, Clark Kent stands with Candy Myers, Inspector Lansing, and the Scotland Yard men, all of them in water up to their chests, waiting to see what will happen next. We'll know more in a minute when we return for the suspenseful climax of today's episode, so stand by.
Today, gang, is a very special day. A day that is marked with blood on the calendar of American history. A day that no good patriotic American should ever forget. For on this day, March 5th, 1770, the first American colonist gave his life in the fight for independence. It happened during the battle that is known as the Boston Massacre. And the man who was first to die so that the United States might be born was Crispus Attucks. A true American. Crispus Attucks was a true American because he wanted liberty and equality for all men so badly that he was willing to die to make that possible. He was the first man in the thick battle, the first man to move toward the enemy, first in the teeth of danger and the first to be shot down. And this man, Crispus Attucks, was a Negro. He was a dark-skinned man who fought and died with outstanding bravery because he had faith in America, in the future of the United States, and felt that he was fighting to create and preserve for all time equal rights for all people of every race and religion. Crispus Attucks placed his faith in us, future generations of Americans. He should not betray that faith by giving a raw deal to any man or woman because of color or religion. We must honor it by respecting the rights of our neighbors, by treating everyone fairly and squarely, because that is what Crispus Attucks and the other American patriots have fought and died for in the battles for freedom. They did it to create the wonderful country that is ours. Let's do our part to preserve what they died to gain.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Huddled together in the cramped quarters of the diving bell with water up to their chests, Clark Kent and his friends are suspended a mile beneath the surface of the ocean, trapped by the murderous inmates of the Underseas Kingdom. For a while, each of them is silent, lost in contemplation of their impending doom. Then Inspector Lansing of Scotland Yard turns to Candy Myers.
Well, Myers, we made a valiant try, but I'm afraid this is the end, eh?
Sure looks like it to me, Inspector.
Oh, come on, you two. Don't give up yet.
Well, stop trying to be a ray of sunshine, Kent. These facts.
He is right, Kent. We've nothing to look forward to.
Except a slow death.
No, I think we've got a pretty good chance of getting out of this alive.
Oh, I see.
Are you kidding?
No, not at all.
Now, look here, old man. I appreciate your optimism.
But see, I'm not buying any today.
Look, I'm not just talking like this to sound cheerful.
Look, Kent, what are you giving us? You know something you're keeping to yourself.
No, no, not exactly. It's just a hunch.
Oh, a hunch.
Yes, a hunch that if we're patient, we'll have a fighting chance.
Go on.
What makes you think so, Kent?
Well, for one thing, those men in the Underseas Kingdom don't know the water has stopped coming in here.
They don't?
What? Well, didn't they close the hatch themselves?
No, you see...
Well, and who did?
Great
Jupiter. You suppose that could have been accidental?
Accidental?
I mean, the water pressure or the...
Sure, it could have been, but, well, that isn't important now. The fact remains they don't know about it. So naturally, they'll expect us to be drowned soon. And then, when they bring the bell down there to drag our bodies out...
Jumping Jemima, we'll take them by surprise.
Right. I say, this is a jolly prospect, isn't it?
Yes, now look, I...
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's not get too excited about this.
Why?
Because I got a hunch, too. And my hunch says they're going to leave us hanging here till they're good and sure we're drowned. And by that time, we may be dead anyhow of suffocation.
That is a possibility, by Jove. Vacant?
Yes, Inspector. I'm afraid it is. But, well, I don't know.
Want to bet?
Which will it be? Whose hunch will prove to be the right one? Mark Kent's or Candy Myers? Well, either way, it's a cinch. Superman won't just stand by and let his friends perish without trying something. But the question is, how can he possibly figure a way out of this predicament? Monday's exciting episode tells the story, gang, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrill-packed chapter of Kingdom Under the Sea on The Adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.